the meat and dairy that we cannot cook, we cannot eat, we cannot benefit from basar b'halav. This is something, a very, very unusual law, because the basar by itself is mutar. Halav by itself is mutar. Mixed together is not allowed, like linen and wool. Wool by itself, you can wear. Linen by itself, you can wear. Together, you can't. Is that clear? This is Hukka Hakakti, Gezerah Gazarti, Ve'en Lecha Rishut Leharher, Aharecha. Basar v'halav, the same thing. And we said already that Maimonides said it's a very, very damaging to the health of a person to eat meat and dairy together. Now comes the law and says, Basar u'gvina shenag'u ze baze mutarim. The meat and cheese touching each other. You think what? I have to throw it?
And
he didn't eat it. That's what
you're not allowed to eat. They are called nothing. He tells you mutarim. But
give me an example.
But piece of meat and piece of cheese touched each other.
Well, how big? What kind of what item?
Huh?
What is 60 example? Has to be 60 times more.
No, but they don't really mix. They don't like to mix. They don't
want to hard. The other one's hard. Or it's a piece of
no juice. No juice. Very good. Very good. You ask a good question now. Hard. Here is a piece, solid piece of meat, solid piece of cheese. They touch together. Huh?
No good.
No good. What do you do with it? You would throw it.
Is that mutar? Maybe it means mutar, a small piece of cheese with a big piece of meat. Or a big small piece of...
No. Here. This is the cheese.
Yeah.
This is the meat. They touch together.
Uh-huh.
What do you do with it? You throw it?
No, you wash it. That's a good... It's a mutar.
It's not hot. Cold.
Me, I don't like it.
Do you understand?
Yeah, mutar.
What is the thing? It will go the taste of this into this. Will be a soup.
Right.
We'll go the taste of this into this. Awesome. What makes, how could the taste of this will go into this? Without heat, without anything. But maybe here where it's touched, there is something from this or that. Wash it.
Or cut it off.
Wash it or cut it off. But you don't have even to cut it off. You want, you wash it.
Wash.
It's okay. If there was something by touching, we'll go. Okay?
Okay.
That's what said. Maran said. Basar u'gvina shenag'u ze baze mutarim. I told you that the man told me 2 spoons if they touch each other. Hey, you raised the roof. But I'm telling you what the law said. Ela shetzarich le'adiyach mekom negi'atan. But he has to wash the place that they touch together. Is that clear?
Yeah.
If you have a meat that was cooked and you want to put it in a dairy pot, can you or not? Cold.
Possible. Maybe.
The meat's cold.
You shouldn't. You shouldn't put something that's cooked already. Meat that's cooked. Before I spoke about now raw or cooked, but touching outside, not in the pot. You put it in a pot of dairy. Why? Because maybe sometimes you put it hot and you will come to make a mistake. And you see, it will take from
the
pot, the dairy.
So you mean, cold
maybe,
is mutar?
Huh?
Cold mutar.
Do what we said?
Cold is mutar, but do it on purpose?
No, you're cold as soon because you may do it when
it's hot.
You may make that mistake.
No, he said cooked food. You mean it was already cooked and became
already
cold?
Already cooked
it
and cold.
It became cold.
Yeah.
So the way you're saying it now, I would think cold, so never cooked, I can put it right into a dairy pot.
Yeah,
the way
why
you're
not? You wash it. But we don't advise it because maybe you'll forget to wash it.
We'll do it another time.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
But the raw meat, it's not cooked. Always they wash it before that. That there's nothing to worry that they won't wash it.
Right.
But cooked meat, they won't wash it. We worry that they will eat it without washing. That's why we tell him, don't do it. But if he did it, okay, wash it and eat it. Okay? Now, must be very careful if you have a piece of bread here and you have meat, don't let the meat touch the bread that you may come to eat the bread with
even if it's
dairy.
If it's cold. is cold.
That's right. Don't we say that anything cold also touching you have to wash? Then bread, you wouldn't be able to wash.
So
now if we touch the bread, we worry that you go and eat this bread
with dairy.
Dairy. That's why they told us, any bread that there is on the table when you eat meat, don't eat it with dairy, because maybe it touched you. Okay? There is two pieces here, there is a meat. And here there is cheese. And they are hot. And they touch each other. Or one of them is cold, one of them is hot. What is the law of such a thing when they touch each other?
Can you cut a piece?
Huh?
Can you cut a piece?
Very good. Very good. You came, you said something. But not one, not always, not, wait a minute.
Oh, the piece that touched.
Wait a minute, I didn't finish. It all depends. Now, if you have milk, and there is a piece of meat cold, the milk is hot, and the meat fell into the milk, what will be?
Next case.
No good.
No good.
How about if the meat is hot and the milk is cold, and the meat fell into the milk, what will be?
No good.
No good, huh? That's your opinion.
How could it be good?
Or the opposite.
How could it be good? Hot meat and the cold milk?
Huh?
It's going to immediately absorb it. The heat's
going to
absorb the cold.
I said it happened. I don't say do it.
Oh,
but it's happened. What should you do now? You throw the food?
Both, yeah.
Yeah, very good. You're very
No, safe.
This
is safe.
But if a man will come...
The best way out of jail luggage.
Yeah.
It depends.
If the bottom thing is cold, the upper one is hot, then does not become forbidden. As you said, you cut, well, it touched inside. And the bottom one, the milk, if the milk was cold, you can use the milk, drink the whole milk. Because we have the rule. What is more powerful, the upper one or the lower part, or the bottom one? They call it in Gemara, Tata Agava. There is Rav Shmuel Mahloket Alacha is Tata Agava. The one is more of a power to the one in the bottom. The bottom can affect the upper one. The upper one cannot affect the bottom one. Which means if the upper one is hot, the lower one is a cold. That upper one cannot affect the lower one. But if the bottom one is hot, the other one is cold, it's going to affect it and go through all to the piece.
What do you mean by upper or lower, Rabbi? What do you mean upper or lower?
I just said, if there is...
What milk?
But yeah. The meat is, milk meat is half the size of the milk. The meat is this big. The milk is this much.
Doesn't
pie.
Matter.
Doesn't matter. No,
yeah,
size.
Doesn't matter. No size.
Big piece
only there is a din of shishim. That's
what,
the one. We're not talking... We're talking there is no shishim. No one has shishim against the other one. If there is one has shishim against the other one, you take that one. And the other one, you can have it even if both hot. Mm-hmm. We didn't have din of shishim, that's by itself.
Right, there's no shishim. And it fell into cold milk.
If the meat is hot, and the milk is hot.
No, milk
if
cold,
the meat
cold.
That fell is a piece that you can remove it. And there is shishim, there is 60 times milk against a piece of meat. Right. The whole milk is one time. We're not talking what there is 60 times, right. When there is
a piece. You can eat that meat that fell inside?
I said, if the meat went into the dairy, if the dairy is cold and the meat is hot, you can eat, but I said all the things that was touched into the milk has to be cut. As we cut. If the whole thing
can wash
the meat, you're done. Oh, that's very good. Very good what he said. According to the halacha, you just peel it. That means you cut it. You cut it all around. And you can use the meat. But the milk is, all of it is mutar.
What happened to the juices,
okay?
Though, Rabbi?
But the juice of the meat.
The juice of the meat went into the milk.
Tear milk
the
is permitted.
Yeah?
Because the milk is at the bottom. I said this is the cold one.
Yeah.
Since it is the cold, it doesn't take from the meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, but the juice is mixed in the milk, correct?
But when it dries, like you don't.
If they were cold, if meat and milk cold, what do? You wash the meat and you use it.
Right.
But if it is, we're talking, one is hot and one is cold. Depend which one is the hot one. If the upper one that falls is a hot one, the other one is cold, then when it falls into the cold has more power to cool it. Yeah. And therefore, the hot does not affect the cold, which is at the bottom. Is that clear?
Right.
Now what happens
if it happens,
you got a pint of meat, and you're taking a pitcher of warm milk, and the
Same thing. You just peel it, and that's all.
I was just liquid. I was going to ask a question. Liquid or
is it dairy
dry?
Liquid or it's dry?
By the way, Rabbi, when you said dairy, milk, are you talking liquid or are you talking cheese?
Doesn't matter,
liquid?
Yeah, even milk, liquid.
Milk with the juice from the meat, even if it's cold, you can never separate it out of the milk.
No?
If the meat is hot and the milk is cold,
it falls
in.
Falls from the up down, the one at the bottom cools off the meat and doesn't.
But the juice from the meat's in the milk. Okay, so the meat's good.
No. Well, that's what I said. I said there's no juice here that you say juice. Piece of meat that was hot, but there's no juice, nothing.
Cooked.
It's not wet.
So, Rabbi, there's no din that the piece fell in, the milk was cold, the piece was hot, the piece fell in, we took it out. We taste it, now there's a ta'am of meat in the milk. What do you do?
No, there's no ta'am. Since the milk is cold.
What you're tasting is not the ta'am from the meat.
Since it is cold.
It's just lime juice. The rabbi, the milk immediately is white milk. It changes color.
It's very strange, I know.
It changes color. It has a little juice to it.
Who's going to drink the milk?
I'm just showing you, but in the mind of the people, is so... Shema Yisrael, b'chamu kushi awam. I'm not saying that we do it, but
no,
I say,
it happens. This is a hell of a
yeah, we say something no, happens. You cannot forbid the people right away from eating something. We say in Kippur, Asarnu et amutar, etarnu et asur. Just as you are not allowed to make something forbidden permitted, you are not also something that permitted to make it forbidden. And this is the rule that Rabbi is always very careful. When a man came to ask a question, you have to give him the halakha. What you do in your home, you have the right to do anything you want. Be as strict as you want, but you cannot tell the people something which is allowed to have it, not really. There are cases and cases that they told us in the books to be very careful. They come poor people, they come people with chicken problems, with different things, and you come and say, hey, kebab. This is the word that kibbah and that, and all this is not allowed.
You can't tell me that.
Yeah. That to be careful with these things. And I'm saying this, that nobody should come and give a decision right away. Whenever there is a question, take it to the rabbi. The rabbi will decide. The same thing if there is salted meat. We said, if you remember, we learned before when I was talking about kosher and salt, and I said the salt has a power like if something is boiled. The salt is very powerful. Now, if there is one salted, one not. The same idea. The salted one is considered like hot stuff. And if this would be the bottom and falls on it something from cold, if this is the bottom, is the salted one,
it's good.
Very effective. If not, not. This is the same idea.
Frozen vegetables in Pesach.
Yeah.
Mutter.
Of course.
You won't eat it in your house, but it's mutter.
Mutter.
That's what it is.
Mutter. If a person will tell me, Rabbi, can I eat frozen peas on Pesach? I tell him yes.
But
I cannot tell him no.
But he won't eat it. How come you don't eat it?
I'm not telling him no. I take the fresh, but doesn't mean the person cannot have. Suppose if I would be in a year that would be no fresh peas outside. I'll buy the frozen peas. I'll use it myself.
But he prefers
it. Yeah. Nothing. It's halakha mutar. The There are many things we don't do in Pesach, but it will be a year that there isn't. I will stick to the halacha. You understand? There is a custom not to eat beans on Pesach, kotniyot. Even though the halacha maran mutar, the custom they don't need. If will be a shortage of food that there isn't, we will eat. It's halacha mutar. Maran says it's mutar. Maran said you can eat beans. Ashkenazim, Rama said no. But Maran said yes. For us, for Adim, definitely it's mutar. I remember that during the war time, there was shortage of food. The rabbis told the people, eat beans. People, the rabbis, made it permitted. Yes, they knew what they were doing. You understand?
It's always mutar, but better not to do it.
Yeah, it's mutar. No, if a custom they don't eat, we don't eat custom. Yeah.
Rabbi Chalab Basar, they're talking about halab that's kosher halab. What happens if the same thing happened and it was some unkosher milk? And the meat fell. Is it a different dean altogether or would it apply to the same
thing? No, the same thing. If it's called the same thing. The same thing. It's good you asked. Very good. Same thing.
We don't eat it throughout the whole thing, but Friday night though.
Of course, if both are hot, it's a different deen altogether. The meat hot and the milk is hot. And the meat is in the pot over the fire. Or even if you took it out of the fire, it's on the pot that was on the fire. You took it out. If the meat falls into hot milk, hot meat into hot milk, sure, that needs shishim already. Definitely, it needs 60 times. Even if you see the meat, you take it out, still the taste went into the milk. You need shishim.
And the pot of milk. How do you measure hot shishim?
The what?
Piece of meat and a pot of milk. And what?
60 times. Not always there is 60 times. Most of the times won't be 60. How much milk you have?
That's what I mean. In size, the volume is
a lot.
Sometimes there is a small piece, a cube. That
something that falls on
the
shelf.
They cut the meal for soup. Soup meat. A piece of meat fell into a pot, large pot of dairy. Okay, you see what there is in dairy. Sometimes there is shit. Not something that took a big piece and fell. And sometimes small piece that they prepared for the soup. They took from the soup, went into the pot. Then you remove that piece of meat, and you see that the shishim is mutar. You can't right away make it forbidden.
I have a question about meat for going into a dairy pot.
You what?
Asur. Meat going into a dairy pot. It's asur, right?
It's not hot.
Hot. Yeah, hot meat.
Yeah.
Hot, no good. How about if you take a fork and stick it into a piece of meat, dairy form?
Same thing. You need shishim against the
fork.
Fork
now become there for.
You need shishim against the fork.
So the fork is...
How much is the fork? 1 ounce weighs?
Yeah.
Put 60 ounces of things, and it has to be in that pot.
If not,
it's forbidden. So not right away. We have to see. This spoon, when did you use it? I said that last time.
24 hours?
Yeah,
of course, 24 hours.
It's very important to know when. If not, then time live gum or not.
Then what do they do with the fork? Where do you have that for?
Hagala.
We'll put it away for a month and take it out.
No, Hagala. No, if you put it for 20 years.
Does it become meat? Can it become meat, the fork?
No, you make Hagala and you go back to what you want.
If you don't want to make Hagala, can you make it as meat?
Yeah, but it's not advisable.
Okay. Because it was there.
You do it what you did all the time.
All right.
Okay?
Because it happens a lot. You get the dairy fork and you go straight to the meat all the time. Just by mistake.
Not easy to... The question is, if you put the dairy fork into the meat, but you put only half of it. You need 60 against the half or against the whole thing.
And the part that touched
the part that the went in. Why should the rest have anything to do with it?
Why?
Why? I would think only the part that went in.
No, uh-huh. No pain.
Why?
It's right. Common sense today, only the part that went in. But no, you need shishim against
the whole thing.
Because they said in metal, any metal, ham miksato, ham kullo.
The electric. Well, through.
The heat, something hot goes in all. This is known. Put hot pork in fire. Even if you put up a bit, you see the pot in your hand gets hot. You can take
it. That's right.
That means you can see that nature of the heat and the metal goes, runs.
Yeah, it travels.
But today, as he told you, electricity. Shema Yisrael, if you put even if that piece of metal from this and the electricity that is there, you get the shock of there. Goes through right away.
So Rabbi, you take a fork of either meat or milk and put it into something the opposite, and it doesn't, it's not shishim, what do you do with the food? You throw it away?
If there is no shishim, it would be forbidden.
It's forbidden, the food. The minute you put the fork
in, provided, you see, first of all, not always.
Yeah, provided you didn't use the fork. Yeah,
then within 24 hours you use it, and so on. There are a number of conditions. This is one of them that we told you, within 24 hours. Yeah, they asked me many times, they called me up, I said, well, I start asking questions. I question them, then I tell them the halakha. I can't tell them halakha right away. All depend on the case. Okay, and we are learning that to be enlightened, I'm not telling you right away what to do. I'm showing you that there are many ways sometimes that the thing is not right away to be forbidden, to throw it and do it.
You gotta look at each case.
Then they said a woman came to a rabbi, asked him, Rabbi, can I make a banco search Pesach on milk instead of wine? She asked him for cups. Right away he told his wife, give her the food that you prepared for Pesach, for everything to this woman, and give her wine, give her. So she came, she asked you about a bako sod, and you give her all the food? Mm-hmm. I said, Shema Yisrael, don't you understand? This woman comes to ask if she can make bako sod on milk. She doesn't have anything. And she doesn't have meat. So then she wants to make bako sod on milk. She has no meat to give her. The rabbi has to understand, we'll buy another one, cook another one, give her, wanted her to enjoy her holiday. That means,
what was the answer to that question anyway?
Huh?
What's the answer to the question? Can you use milk for a bako sod?
What do you think? What do you think?
I would say no, you're not allowed.
She is.
No, because, you know, sometimes you can use juice for, apple juice.
What do you want me to tell him? To slaughter himself? If he doesn't have? He doesn't have. There's nothing. He cannot do the mitzvah. You don't do it for bako sod. But the rabbi was smart enough to understand that this woman, very pushed, didn't have anything. He wanted to provide her with everything. Okay. Now suppose you have a pot, you cooked noodles, milk, onions, I don't, you know, sometimes you cook something with milk and a piece of meat went there. What do you have, you need? You need 60 in the milk against the meat? Or joining the noodles, the water, everything?
Whatever is more.
Huh?
Whatever is more. More water, still with the water. The noodle, they have more noodle, it's over the noodle.
That means, can I join other things for the 60 times as much as the meat or not?
The whole meal, whatever is in the pot.
Oh, the whole pot. That's right, you're right.
It is, really?
Yeah.
Because you said before, you said you
everything joins as long, because that's also takes from the taste of the meat.
The milk, yeah.
The taste of the meat goes to everything. That goes to everything, the whole thing. Very good. Sometimes a person, something falls, but doesn't have 60 times as much. But there is already a majority, there is 40. It falls into it, but if you mix it, it will be 60 times as much.
Why?
If you won't mix it, that means it went into part. It's already 40, 50, but there isn't. Mix it the whole thing and it will be 60.
Yeah, but then somebody might come along and say, if the whole pot's 40, let me add 20.
That's a good question. Sometimes it's permitted, sometimes not. If the Isud Rabbanan permitted, Isud Rabbanan is not permitted to add. En mevatenin Isud Chatehela, there is a rule. You don't make bitul of something intentionally. But if it was done, it's okay. But in the Suda Banan you can do l'chatahila, something that's forbidden from Chachamim.
And why 60?
Very good question.
Why 60, not 50, not 70?
No, the thing according to the Torah is not 60. According to the Torah, if there is taste of the thing. And all Chachamim already, they came into conclusion, you know, when there is 60 times as much, already the taste is lost. If less than 60, there is taste. That's called not 10 times. Less than 60 is not 10 times. 60 is not 10 times. And some rabbis learned it in the Gemara from Nazir. There is a Nazir, when he comes to, when he finishes his Nazirut, he has to bring a Korban. When he brings a Korban, Korban Shulamim. And the Torah said, who eats the Korban? The Zerowa eats it, the Kohen. Israel cannot eat it. But the Shulamim, the Korban Shulamim, goes as a reward to the Kohen, and the rest goes to the owner. He eats it. And the Torah said, "Bilakach haKohen et haZeroah b'sheila min ha'ayin." He takes it cooked from the ayin, cook it with the ayin, and he takes it. Now, with this Zeroah that the Kohen is supposed to eat it, the taste of it goes into the rest of the meat. How could they eat? There is a taste. Came and said, every iron, every lamb, or ram, whatever it is, there is 60 times as much as the Zeroa. If the Torah told you it's okay, that shows that in 60 is muta. Already they figured it. The body of the animals has 60 times as much as the Zeroa. That's why they understood from the Torah 60 times is muta. That's one of the places that they found. I'm not going to go into all details, but very common sense that when you have 60 times as much, there is no taste anymore. This is the thing. Okay. Now, suppose here there was a piece of meat. The meat fell into the milk. And then I say the milk has to be 60 times as much as the meat in order to be permitted. Okay. I took the piece of meat. And then this piece of meat again fell into another one.
Of milk.
Now, what do you need? You need 60 times as much as this meat?
You know, and the question is what again? The piece of meat fell into a pot of milk.
Yeah.
Came out. Fell into another pot of milk?
Yeah. You need 60 times as much as the meat?
Of course. As from the first one.
Very good. Now, the meat fell into
the
milk
pot, yeah,
and absorbed the milk in it.
Okay.
After it absorbed the milk into it, and fell this meat into another milk, needs 60 times against the milk on the meat or not?
It becomes milk.
Huh?
It becomes milk.
What?
It becomes not even meat anymore. It becomes, yeah. I don't know.
But you need 60 times. So let me clarify it more. I have one ounce of meat.
Okay.
Fell into milk.
60
and absorbed 1 ounce of milk into it. Then I have now another part of milk. That this piece of meat that absorbed the milk into it fell into that milk. In that milk there is 59 as much as the meat. But there is the one milk that there is in the meat, that's 60.
That
joins
milk
together?
That milk became part of the meat. It became 2 ounces. You got to go against the total volume. The meat with the milk became one.
No good. The second one is not NG.
Very good.
The second one's NG. Because
the whole thing became like one piece of forbidden.
Forbidden, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Very good. We need now 60 times against all what there is there.
Yeah.
Very good. That's called, they call it Hatikha Atzman Aset Nevela. The piece becomes just like something is sure. Finish.
So what happens to the second pot of milk now?
That's a good question. Was 60 times or not?
No.
Was it?
No.
The whole food is forbidden. Yeah. And the pot is a gana.
First one is good.
Huh?
The first one is good.
If it can be made a gana, I don't know.
No, the first pot.
Yeah.
The first pot is good.
Which first pot?
The first one, before it became, it was 60 times as much as 1 ounce.
That was a 60 times as much.
You said the first pot, that had 60 times.
Yeah.
So the first pot is good milk, you drink it.
Rabbi, why doesn't the you drop the meat into the first pot, the 1 ounce of milk went into the meat, and it sits there for, let's say a period of time. We're not going to say how long, because it might be a difference. Why doesn't that take on a new definition and let out the milk again?
If it was 60 times as much, finish, the taste doesn't, it's a lost taste. Mm-hmm. That's why. So already was spread.
Whatever it had to do, it couldn't do anymore.
Yeah. Very good.
Genesis, your life a piece of meat. All of the milk.
I
never saw it in my life. Never happened.
There is here a pot of meat. There is a pot of meat. A drop of milk came and touched the pot from outside. What do you do now?
Depends. The pot hot or not?
Hot, I'm talking.
Metal.
There is a pot here of meat. This is the pot here. The meat is here.
Yeah.
A drop of milk came here on the pot from outside.
I don't understand why it would be a problem.
Why is the problem?
Hot, they're both hot.
I know, but so it adheres to the wall of the pot, you think?
Of course.
You think
that
so?
That we say always absorbs.
Yeah, but that far through, come out the other way?
Of course, why not?
Yeah.
It's hot. The pot will absorb it, and the pot puts in the
meat. Counts here?
The inside.
Why not?
The inside takes in and takes out, but the outside of the pot takes
same
in.
Same thing. It needs 60 times as much as that. Definitely.
60 times?
You need 60 times.
Is it 60? The pot 60 times as much as the drop of milk?
Or the That's pot or the meat?
Yeah.
It is 60 times as much.
So it's mutar.
Yeah, but some rabbis, they say, you have to look where the drop of milk came. Came here, here, or here. Suppose there is meat half of the pot. And the drop came the upper part.
Oh, that's mutar for sure.
That doesn't have to do anything with the meat.
Yeah, but it travels.
So I'm going to tell you, but the pot goes.
It's all hot.
The way we say with the spoon. It's four.
Yeah.
Half hot, the whole thing.
But
it's
still
in fact, we say you need 60, even 60. If the drop comes up, wherever it comes.
Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
That's very possible.
You warm your baby's bottle and it splashes and you're cooking.
It's possible.
You know,
yeah, that's possible.
Let's say,
well, it's close.
Yeah, but it comes out the nipple, the drop flies out.
Let's say you cook the
that's why it drops there.
Yeah, but a drop on meat is going to be 1 for 60 for sure. It's 100 times. About 1,000 times.
Now, here, I have a stove. I put a frying pan
on the stove.
And it is nothing in it. Empty.
Dairy or milk? Dairy or milk?
Dairy.
Okay, dairy frying.
Then I took a pot, meat pot, I put it on it. Instead of a black, I put that meat pot on it.
Use dairy pot as a black.
I didn't have a blacker. I put that there, pan, and I put the pot, the meat pot, in it.
In it.
What are you doing such a thing?
It's dangerous, number one.
Huh?
It's dangerous, number one, because it's very dangerous. You can cause a fire.
Because the swelling of that, the steam of the pot, goes into
you can melt the other pot. You can melt
it. Very good.
So the blech that they use for Shabbat should be used only for meat? There's meat and dairy blech? Because you're taking blech that's parved. Wait, the blech is parved. You never use it for anything. Now you're using a meat pot on top of the blech.
So?
That blech becomes meat?
Uh-huh.
Does that pass the other way?
That's a good question.
Yes, good question. But you see,
no,
we are talking, I'm talking a frying pan that you do,
it
does
dairy.
Absorb.
Agreed. It already has dairy in it.
This doesn't absorb. Because nothing never absorbed, you didn't put no meat, no dairy in it.
It's pot. It's not,
that's why it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
But doesn't the meat pot send something into it?
No, that's, since it wasn't absorbed just for warming, it's not. Now, we are talking about when there is over
there. It's already.
That's a difference.
1 minute, Rabbi.
Huh?
What happens if you take something out of the meat pot and it drips on the blacker?
Like no,
spin.
Drips is a different thing. Then we are not talking when drips. It talks about, not drips, a pot. But dripping, then a person has to know. Dripping is absorbs already. Okay, but what happens once, dips might be once, not something usual always.
Well, the thing is you don't use the breath for a week either. That still doesn't matter.
Yeah, but the question you asked before, there was meat in the pot. There was meat in the pot that you put inside of a dairy pot. Meat in the pot inside of a dairy pot.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So the meat is no good. I said, I know it's dangerous for the fire.
Yeah, it needs to be 60 times the margin. Right. Yeah.
Because I didn't answer the question to the answer.
Okay, here comes the din of the spoon that you asked before, the fork. Okay, a special chapter there is for that. So many dinim about that of the spoon. When it's forbidden, when that, one go. A person cooked water, it's a new pot. He didn't use yet anything. He boiled water in it. The only thing, he took the dairy spoon, he put in that water. And then, again he put water in that pot, and he put meat spoon in it. And both of them, both spoons, were used within 24 hours. What will be now with this
spoon.
Water?
With the water?
Can I use it for meat or dairy? What is it? If there is 60 times as much, but there isn't, there wasn't. What do you do? The water, you can't use it. How about the pot? Can I use it for meat or dairy?
No,
I can't use it. Not for meat, not for dairy. How about if I want to use parv in it? Can I or can't I?
Parv, yeah, why not?
No,
you can't use parv?
Wasn't here meat and dairy already?
So, what does that have to do with parv?
You don't follow me.
Here
is a pot. I bought water.
Yeah.
I put the dairy spoon.
There was now 60. Dairy. Okay, dairy. Now it's dairy.
Then I think I put another water.
Now it's meat.
In it. And I put meat spoon.
That's meat now.
It's meat. Now there is here meat and dairy in this pot.
Yeah.
The taste of the meat and dairy went into the pot.
Okay.
Taste of the meat went into the pot. Now this pot has meat and dairy.
NG, yes. Kish.
Now I want to put water to use different things. To string beans to cook in it. Can I or can't I?
Can't, no.
Huh?
Maybe not.
No. No good because it's asur already, no?
Sounds no good.
Sounds no good.
That's good. Since never was used as meat alone or dairy.
That's what I thought.
Because it's new, wasn't used.
I know.
But so why couldn't you use it for meat or dairy? It's asur.
You really?
Why couldn't you use it for either one alone then?
We said you can't use for meat because it was dairy already there. You can't use dairy, there was meat. But to call it for pork, does not become already a soup for both of them.
Because the ta'am is going to come from the meat to make it dairy. The ta'am is going to come from the dairy to make it meat. So the ta'am of both is going to make it a combination.
Yeah, when it is.
Are we worried about the ta'am?
Now
you're going to get the ta'am from meat and dairy into the stream.
If you use meat, there is taste of dairy.
That's the 60 times.
Very little. When it comes with the meat, it's already. No good.
So you could use
but in pub, he said there isn't. Since it was a new pot, wasn't used. Only that went from the spoon to the water, the water into the pot. That's what we call Natbar Nadeh Terah. I don't want to go to analysis. What is Natbar Nadeh Terah? I mentioned once with rice. You cook rice into a pot of meat.
Yeah.
Then you want to eat this rice with dairy. Then they tell you, look, the taste of the meat went into the pot. Then you wash the pot. Then the taste of what was absorbed in the pot went to the rice. And the rice is forbidden to eat? No, so what? The rice is a pot. That's called noten tam. Ben noten tam, it becomes already less and less, and still mutar. Since mutar, you can have it with the dairy.
Here it's both the meat and milk together. It's only meat.
It's a Brussels bar.
It's worse than that. You know?
It's a Brussels bar. Never used before.
You put this water in it.
You put it. The spoon went into the water.
Yeah, but there's
nothing. The water went into the pot.
Yeah, but still. But it's nothing yet.
But the water's no good. Okay, if the water's good, I understand. But the water's no good.
The pot is new and the water is neutral. Nothing.
But you can't use it for meat.
You can't use it for meat.
You can't use it for dairy.
You can't use it for dairy.
You can't use it for meat. You can't use it
for
dairy. You can't use it for meat.
You can use it
for
either one.
The pot you can use.
That's what, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense because it's brand new pot, has nothing yet in it. Mahashabbat, this is
so
a part to be a meat.
I have a better question. But
you have to use it for dairy or meat.
So now they use pork.
No, you can't use it for dairy.
Why?
Dairy or meat.
Why? If it's brand new, you didn't use it yet. First time using it, you're boiling water in it.
Yeah.
And you put a meat spoon in it.
Yeah,
it becomes meat. The whole pot.
Why?
Meat. Because it's boiling.
It's hot.
It's hot. It becomes boiling.
You didn't use it for anything. The brand new pot.
So?
So you just do Mahashabbat, I bought this to cook meat.
No. You put it in
Don't ignore what he's saying. He understood what I was saying. Here's a pot. I filled it water, I boiled it.
Brand new pot.
Brand new. I took the spoon of meat, I put it in the water.
Becomes now.
I took it out. Then I threw the water.
Oh.
I threw the water. I brought another water, I boiled it. I took dairy spoon now, I put in the water. Then I threw the water. No, I won't. I threw the water.
The water fell out.
Yeah, I threw the water.
Okay.
Correct? I want now to cook meat in it.
Not allowed?
I'm not allowed. I want to cook dairy. I'm not allowed. They tell me not allowed. That's what Moran says. Then he said, but if you want to cook string beans, you're allowed. We cannot understand, doesn't make common sense.
The pot becomes only part?
He said, if you say meat, I can't. Why? Because you say...
In a book.
Dairy.
So
if I say dairy, there's meat. That means
right.
There's meat and dairy. If there's meat and dairy, that was a halal. How could I put string beans? What? Make up your mind. If I can't, you cook no meat and no dairy. That means I consider it already is meat and dairy together. If I... It is meat and dairy together. We need a halal. No good for string beans also. Why for string beans is good? He said, since it was new, it's good. Doesn't make sense yet. If it's good, good for meat also.
Good for anything.
Would be good for that side.
Good for anything.
Because the idea of what really, I understand why I'm allowed to use string beans, but should be also allowed to be meat. Why? Because as I said before, that not ten time, but not ten time. What does it mean? The taste went into the water. The water put in the pot. Then the pot, that's even better yet. The third time already. The pot will puts in the water. So what? So many, ten time after not ten time. Should be even in meat, that's okay.
Exactly. Right.
That's the question. That is the question in the books. But this is what Moran said. Moran said, you cannot use it for meat, you cannot use it for dairy, but for pot you can use it. Very strange law. They try to understand the words of Moran and they struggle with it. There is no satisfactory understanding of the law.
And here might be a compromise.
No, compromise. We don't compromise on the law. We want sense, a common sense in it.
Rabbi, the first water you said was good. The first water was good, though. There was nothing wrong with the first water. You don't have to throw it out. You can drink the first water. It was a
pot. First water, you throw it. You can eat it if you want. You drink it.
It's good. The second water is no good.
The second water, no good. Because the water, that's right. Now, you have vegetables that absorb taste of meat. You cook them with meat, isn't it? You took these vegetables. and you cooked it in a dairy pot.
The vegetables have meat.
Absorb taste of meat.
They absorb the taste of
meat. And then you took these vegetables and you put it in a dairy pot.
The
paint.
Now, do I need 60
meat.
Times against all the vegetables?
Exactly, how much meat?
Yes. Or against the meat that was cooked with the vegetables?
No, the vegetables.
I cooked vegetables with meat. Okay. The vegetables, I had 2 pounds of string beans. Meat was a quarter of a pound, half a pound. Then I took these vegetables, I put it in a dairy pot, I cooked it there. I bought it there, I wanted to eat.
Okay.
I need 60 times against the whole string beans.
And the meat also.
And the meat.
The meat is not there.
Just the meat.
I took it out.
Just the meat.
No, okay. And
the meat.
You
need 60 times against the meat. That's what you need.
Huh?
Just the meat.
60 times against the meat that was cooked with the vegetables.
Right.
But you just said against the whole vegetables.
Well, you just
said every minute you tell me something else, John.
No,
that's the same answer.
Huh?
Same answer.
No, just the
all the vegetables you cooked with the meat.
Yeah.
How much meat? How much vegetables total?
Not just the meat, maybe.
60 times as much as that little piece of meat?
The meat or the vegetables?
The vegetables.
The vegetables, you say. You didn't change your mind then.
I didn't change your mind.
I thought you said no.
All these vegetables, let's say you have a big pot of vegetables, little piece of meat, right? And you put it inside the vegetables. Shishim, it doesn't count. Right, that's the question, it doesn't count. Can you take it and put it in
the vegetables are not meat.
But that's right.